The servant led me on tiptoe, very, very quietly, up the tower stairs to the door of the cock loft, where she signed to me to peep through a chink. I obeyed and watched Pamphile first undress completely and then open a small cabinet containing several little boxes, one of which she opened. It contained an ointment which she worked about with her fingers and then smeared all over her body from the soles of her feet to the crown of her head. After this, she muttered a long charm to her lamp and shook herself. And as I watched, her limbs became gradually fledged with feathers. Her arms changed into sturdy wings. Her nose grew crooked and horny. Her nails turned into talons, and soon there was no longer any doubt about it. Pamphile had become an owl. She gave a querulous hoot and made a few little hopping flights until she was sure enough of her wings to... led me on tiptoe, very, very quietly, up the tower stairs to the door of the cock loft, where she signed to me to peep through a chink. I obeyed and watched her first undress completely, and then open a small cabinet containing several little boxes, one of which she opened. It contained an ointment, which she worked about with her fingers and then smeared all over her body, soles of her feet to the crown of her head. After this, she muttered a long charm to her lamp and shook herself. And as I watched, her limbs became gradually fledged with feathers. Her arms changed into sturdy wings. Her nose grew crooked and horny. Her nails turned into talons. And soon there was no longer any doubt about it. She had become an owl. She gave a querulous hoot and made a few little hopping flights until she was sure enough of her wings to glide off away over the rooftops. Was I perhaps going mad? I recovered my senses after a time, took hold of the servant's hand and laid it across my eyes. "Dearest love," I said, "I beg you by these sweet breasts of yours to grant me a tremendous favor, one of which I never will be able to repay, in proof of your perfect love for me. Will you try to get hold of a little bit of that ointment for me? I want to be able to fly. I want to hover around you like a winged Cupid in attendance on his goddess." Twitching with fear, up the tower stairs and brought me out one of the magic boxes of ointment from the casket. Hugging it and kissing it, I muttered a little prayer for a successful flight. Then I quickly pulled off my clothes, greedily stuck my fingers into the box and took out a large lump of ointment which I rubbed all over my body. I stood, flapping my arms, first the left, then the right, as I had seen her do, but no little feathers appeared on them, and they showed no sign of turning into wings. All that happened was that the hair on them grew coarser and coarser, and the skin toughened into hide. Next, my fingers bunched together into a hard lump, so that my hands became hooves. The same change came over my feet, and I felt a long tail sprouting from the base of my spine. Then my face swelled, my mouth widened, my nostrils dilated, my lips hung flabbily down, and my ears shot up long and hairy. At last, hopelessly surveying myself all over, I was obliged to face the mortifying fact that I had been transformed. Not into a bird, but into a plain jackass. Anointed with the sweet oil of heaven, unless he be truly converted unto her. Before he can experience even a little of her love, he must really be turned to her, and in mind at least, be wholly turned from every earthly thing. The turning indeed is a matter of duly ordered love, so that first he loves what he ought to love, and not what he ought not. And second, his love kindles more love towards the former than to the latter. She is to be loved, of course, most of all. Heavenly things, too, are to be much loved. To turn away from those good things of the world which pervert rather than protect those who love them involves the withering of physical lust and the hatred of wickedness of any sort. So you will find there are people who have no taste for earthly things and who deal with mundane matters no more.
Thank you. Olive, love. Het, love affair. Gimel, love apple. Dalet, love bird. Hey, love feast. Vav, loving. Zai, love in the mist. Het, love in idleness. Tet, love not. You, lovelies, bleeding. Kaf, love lock. Lamed, love lorn. Mem, lovely. Noon, lover. Samet, loverly. Ein, love seat. Hey, love sick. Tzadik, love making. Kuf, love fine. Resh, loving cup. Shin, loving kindness. Tav, love bubble.
This locus, at this holy point, not the cross dash hair slash road, but at the center of the three-dimensional diamond, there is vantage. The golden light refracted off the ass, you have become nothing among other things. But what if Sporty'd been sandy red? We'd have gone together, at least the two of us. Over the edge, when as it is, I'd see him out as was mine to do as baby blue, the new father time.
The Lord be praised.
My belly is raised.
An inch above the table. The devil may pout,
but I will always
shout as long as I am able.
Able.
Thank you.
forest, all out to get a buzz. After here, here, after, a perpetual buzz. A buzz for Buzz Aldrin on the moon. Hip! Hip! Hooray! After not being able to sleep for days on end, I finally fell asleep staring at the moon. Dreamt I was a spoon. Woke up, my hair was on fire.
Amen. Amen. Can know that he has the song indeed in this way. He cannot abide the noise of psalmody unless, I'm sorry, the noise of psalmody unless his own inner song is mentally attuned to it. It is destroyed if he has to speak outwardly. Some indeed are distracted in their signing and psalmody, not because they are perfect, but because they are not yet settled in their own minds, and people's words interrupt and disturb their prayers. For those who are well-founded cannot be distracted from prayer or meditation by noise or tumult or anything else. It is only from song that such things pluck them. But among angel melodies, the song has its own acceptable harmony, and those who have known it speak it with wonder and approval.
I used to delight, indeed, to sit alone, so that away from all the racket, my song could flow more easily. With heartfelt fervor, I would feel the sweetest joy, and undoubtedly, I received this as a gift. Quite obviously, I must not stop my devotion, which has been so thoroughly tested, just because some detractors have been snarling maliciously against my innocence. Indeed, I must fight all wickedness and still love those who stir up even greater trouble for me. For grace will increase for the lover all the while he heeds not windy words, but reaches out with perfect heart, tireless in the pursuit of purpose.
Enter the battle march in the Dorian mode. Thank you.
Of the wicked.